All right. Let's jump in old Hebrews a minute before we get out of here. We've moved off in the book of Zechariah. We'll have a little time in it. It's got a few chapters in it. Hebrews. Anything in Hebrews y'all wanna give away that you gleaned or share? Or ask a question on? It's a great book. The whole message of the book is that we've got Christ is better, superior to everything. Better than the angels. Better than any man. Better than a high priest. Better than the sacrifices. He's better, he's better, he's better. That's the whole heart of the message for which the intent was to write to these Jews who put so much stock in Moses as a mediator and the high priest and the sacrifices. And by God's providence, he's revealing to them that we have a greater mediator. We have a greater house. We have a greater message. We have everything about Christ is better, superior, greater than anything. And that's really the heartbeat of the message that you see all the way through it. But in chapter number 13, this closing prayer, encouragement in verse number 20, it always blesses me every time I'm reminded of it, every time I read it. But this the flow of it, it's just a great prayer to pray over people and over your family. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus, so he's talking about the Father who raised up Jesus from the dead. Now he's going to refer to Jesus as that great shepherd of the sheep. How is he the shepherd of the sheep? That is through the blood of the everlasting covenant that he shed for his sheep. And verse 21 says, may the Father, back to what he started out in verse 20, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's a solid, that's a mouthful of good stuff, let me tell you. Make you perfect. Make you complete. Furnish you in every good work. Now, how's he going to do it? Working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. That's how he makes us perfect. That's how he makes us complete. In Hebrews 13:21, that and he furnishes us with everything we need for every good work, and it will always be through Jesus Christ. God does anything with us, it's going to be through Jesus. It's going to be because of his blood, and that he's going to furnish us with what we need to complete us, to make us mature by working in us for every good work. And that's just a great closing word to the whole book, you know. That's right, that's right. That God make you complete, you know.
Be at peace
among yourselves. Yes, yes. Be at peace among yourselves. That's right. So good, so good, so good. As he says in verse 22, and I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Now, we read the book, and it's got 13 chapters. I mean, it's a ton of stuff in it. It flows great, and he's saying that, man, I wrote to you in few words. I didn't write a lot, but the exhortation I wrote to you, bear with it. And he says, now that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly, greet all those who rule over you and all the saints, those from Italy, greet you. Grace be with you all. So it's obvious they're more than likely in jail. They're in Italy. And he's writing this word back to encourage the brethren in Jerusalem of... And the idea of rule over you is the idea of those who are shepherds over you, not as much as the government, though we know what the Bible teaches us about the government and that important role, But in this passage in chapter 13, he's used that word rule over you three times, if I ain't mistaken. Look, if you would, in verse number 7 of 13. Remember those who rule over you. And now he's going to qualify who he's talking about. Who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow considering the outcome of their conduct. Simply, basically, observe their life and how they live. So the ones that he's referring to rule over is basically saying those who's been assigned to provide guidance and leadership in the kingdom. And then verse 17, he says it again, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do it with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. And, me being the pastor here, y'all, I get to do what I get to do with joy and not grief. I've been in position where it was grievous at times to shepherd and work with, people causing you trouble and trying to cause trouble and thinking they're not, but they are. And that can be grievous. But me being pastor here over what God's given us is a joy. I get to do it joyfully, and that benefits everybody. And because it goes back to that, if you look back in chapter 4, look in chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse number 2 says, for indeed the gospel, the good news, was preached to us as well as to them. Now he's taking us, when he says them, he's referring to days gone by, specifically those who had an opportunity to enter into God's rest, to enter into the promised land, but chose not to because of unbelief. And he says this, the word which they heard, this is chapter 4 and verse number 2, the word they heard did not profit. It wasn't beneficial for them. Why? They did not mingle it or mix it with faith in those who heard it. You see, that the word of God becomes profitable, beneficial to us when we trust it. And when we trust it, it is good news to us. But if we don't trust it, what happens is it just becomes another word. It's just a message that has no life in it. That's why you see people who don't enjoy the word. The word's boring to them. It doesn't have no power to them. It's dull to them. It's because they're not trusting it. But when we trust the word, as verse 12 says in this same chapter, the word is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a good message. Even the harsh things of God, even the hard things of God is a good news to us when we trust in the Lord. Amen? When we trust in Him. But look, we got a few folks gathering, some guests and all that. So if you ain't got anything to add or if you want to share something, go ahead. But we'll slip on out and go greet them and talk with them. We got family coming in and stuff for today. But you see the difference. Faith makes a difference of how that word becomes profitable and beneficial.
Believe it, you got to have faith in it. The word, we didn't see nothing. We have that not.
That's right.
Physically seen anything.
Yes.
That's going on in this word.
Yes.
So we got to have faith to believe it.
That's right.
That it happened, that it's the truth.
Yes. And when you do, God says it's good to us. The word is good to us when we believe it. And Scripture says we don't live by sight, we live by faith. We don't have to see it. Yes.
Watching the news earlier this morning, that preacher's been in jail over in Turkey.
Yes, yes. Yes.
They got him out.
Sure did. Yeah, we've had him on our list praying for him. And they released him, let him come home. Yeah, they've done some State Department, Trump and them have been very active over the last little bit to say, hey, y'all need to let this guy out of there. He's done no wrong. You have no legitimate reason to keep him. You need to let him go. If you don't, there's going to be some consequences in this. Come on. That's right. That's what he told them. That, hey, there will be consequences. You do not need to hold this man. He's done nothing against your country. He's only been there to help you. You got to let him go. If you don't, it's going to cost you. And they've been negotiating, working, but they realize they ain't messing around. They really serious. We better let him go. And, so no doubt. Keep praying for us, brother.
Lord, thank you for your word, Lord. It's so refreshing, Lord. Getting it, Lord. And see what you have to say to us, Lord.
Yes.
Open our eyes and our minds that we can receive it, that we can use it, Lord.
Yes.
Father, go with us now as we go out front, Lord, for this baby dedication. I just pray that you'll anoint this for your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Give us what we fit. If I ask this thing in Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Ain't he good? I'm telling you. He can't be nothing but good, huh?